Okay. All right. Thank you for meeting. So I don't necessarily want to take any action on salary schedule today. Obviously, I've not put anything together. I just kind of wanted to make you guys aware of some things that are out there and then some things that I'm thinking about. And then you guys talk to people, give me your input or email me your input later on, and we'll kind of work on it together. There's some things I like about each one of them. I really like the piece on Jasper's where they had a years in education stipend and then a district loyalty stipend. I really like that piece. I like that they do $1,500 for a master's degree. So I asked Dr. Brazel, their superintendent, is that 1500 yearly? And can you get both the years in education and the loyalty stipend? And she said yes. So say for instance, you've got 6 years in education. I think it was 200 bucks. And then you've been at Jasper for 6 years, you get another 200 bucks. So there's 400. And then if you had your master's degree, that would be another 1500. So you'd get $1,900 more. I'm assuming, of course, you know what you get for assuming, but I'm assuming that that's a stipend at the end of the year because if it was just 200 bucks, you're not going to see that in your check. I mean, I would rather get that at the end, even if with taxes taken out, 150 bucks, that's still, you notice that, whereas before you don't. I like one of them talked about, having a stipend, like let's say if you were at Bruno Payette Elementary and your building got a B, you get a certain stipend for that. If you were at Western Grove Elementary and your building got a C, certain stipend for that. If you were at Ozark Mountain High School and you were an A school, then you got even a little bit more of a stipend for being an A. And that would be for everybody, I would even probably push to do that for our classified staff. I've not met with classified. You guys are the first ones I've met with. There's a district, and I think it was Truman. I've listened to so many different spills. I apologize. I can't remember exactly who, but they had the idea of so like for instance, say FBLA. Let's say her stipend is $500 for FBLA, and I'm just throwing that out there. I can't remember what it is. But let's say she wanted to get her CDL and just drive FBLA trips. She would get like another $500 for having her CDL and her driving her own trips instead of us trying to find bus drivers and pay people extra or someone having to be out of the building and take them. It does two things. It allows her to make more money, her or him, whoever it may be, and also saves us from having to find bus drivers. So I like that piece of it. Now, in saying that, if they got that, we would not require them to be a sub driver like after school for a route. If they wanted to, they could, but we would not require them to do that. So like if a bus was just let's say Matt Eddings was gone on an FFA trip, Melissa Smith would not be required to drive his route. We would still find a normal sub. Now, if Melissa wanted to, absolutely, she could. So that's another piece I like. Have you guys had a chance to glance through them and see what you think or what you like, what you don't like? Some of them were pretty long.
I'll jump in. I had written down everything that you just said, but the loyalties and the increase of the master's and years of service, because I think that kind of helps take care of having a little bit of a sliding scale, instead of everybody just being 50,000 across the board. And the couple people I've talked to said the same thing. So I Jasper was my favorite of all the ones that you sent. And then I also had written down the grade performance by building as well. So those were the things that stuck out to me too. So pretty much I agreed with everything you said. I talked to a couple of teachers. Well, I had a couple of teachers come to me with that I had shared this out to, and they had their thoughts, and they liked the experience, loyalty, pay of Jasper, but they really liked Cersei's special salary schedule because of the steps. Something they felt like it was very unfair to just pay 50,000 across the board, because you did nothing for experience or staying with the district. I understand where we're at because of what the state has done, but I do think there needs to be steps somehow, and whether we address that with a stipend for experience and loyalty, or we do something with the salary schedule, I think it needs to be looked at.
Lynn, I'm
Agreed.
sorry. Which salary schedule did you say?
They liked Cersei special.
Yeah, and I think that's supposed to be Searcy County. I don't know how that
Is
ended
it?
up.
I don't know. Is it Cersei County, or is it Cersei, Arkansas's?
Yeah, and that's not who's I meant to get. I mean, they're so much bigger than us. I meant to try to get our neighbors and some of them.
What
Flippins
could
is also like that, I believe. And I'll tell you one thing I liked about Flippins, and I think Greenland also does this. They pay a little bit of more benefits too, like maybe a vision or a
I noticed
short-term
that.
disability. Yeah, I thought that was kind of neat.
Oh.
That's not something you might see in your check, but it's a
But it's,
good little
I
perk
would.
maybe.
I do
Yes,
family with them.
if
You
you have it, you have security, and the feeling of security, whether you need it or not, and that goes a long way. Yeah, right.
I think one of the things that hurts a small district like us is we tend to be a proving ground for kids coming right out of college that can get a job, and because there's not an incentive to stay, because they're not, they look at other districts where there are those step increases, there are incentives to move up, and they leave us. So we've got to figure out a way to keep some of these really good beginning teachers.
Yeah,
Yeah, I think that's, sorry, go ahead.
no, you go ahead.
I was going to say that I think that's where the loyalty stipend, might help a little bit too, just to help reduce some of this high turnover that we have. We want to help, convince people to stay.
Well, and here's why I think that's might be important for us to kind of move over to the calendar piece of it now. I did not want to bring this up on Monday because I want to talk about all positive things. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of talk about 4-day week schools. I've heard everything from you can't do it to it would be based on what your grade is to you can do 4-day weeks, but you're going to do 178 days. Well, nobody's going to want to do that. I mean, I don't want to go school the whole month of June. I don't know about you guys, but
No,
I don't want to go through
it's
June.
no. Vacation's already planned.
Yeah, and we won't know any of that until after the legislative session is over. It just started this week. So we won't know anything for a few weeks on calendar. I just kind of wanted you guys to be thinking about some options and things that you like and didn't like about this year's calendar. I think most people are going to want a full week at Thanksgiving and 2 weeks at Christmas and that sort of thing and pretty standard type stuff. But we probably need to be thinking about what we want to do if they make changes to the 4-day stuff. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I want to kind of keep people in the loop as much as I can. I was at a superintendent's leadership academy last month, about a month ago, first week of December. Three legislators there, they all said the same thing. And then last week at the superintendent symposium, which is a fancy word for superintendent conference, I don't know why they call it that, but anyway. They had five of them there, and three of them talked about how they've heard that there's things coming down. Someone's going to run a bill about 4-day weeks, and Secretary Oliva is not a fan. So they did talk a little bit about how they might be in favor of AMI days, which would be really helpful to everybody, especially when the central part of the state gets a foot of snow. That tends to jerk some
Gets a
chains.
boost.
But so just visit with folks about what they liked and didn't like about calendar. And then as soon as we know what a calendar can look like, we'll work more on that. But reason I want to meet you guys is so we could talk about the, that and then the salary schedule so I could dig deeper into some of the things that you mentioned here. So the things I mentioned, plus a little bit of sliding scale, also benefits. So I'll be looking at some of that, and you guys look at them a little bit more closely when you have time, and share them with some of your coworkers that you, especially some of your more experienced folks, like a Kim Gilley or a Autumn Knapp or a Farrah Upton. Those folks that have been teaching a while that, because they did get the shaft. I mean, bottom line. And that wasn't just at Ozark Mountain, that was across the state. I mean, that's the biggest thing, the biggest gripe we've all heard as superintendents. But what do? We're not a Bentonville. So three stipends that have been brought to my attention, and really I kind of brought these to my own attention. Tracy Grinder does a fabulous job with our fishing team. And she actually secured a grant of about $3,200 for our fishing team. She takes care of doing all the registration fees and putting a lot of it together, getting those kids some jerseys and that sort of thing. I'd like to do a little something for that position. Like I mentioned, Monday mentors. Nicole and I talked a little bit today about what that kind of looks like because I'm not as up on it as she is. If you're a mentor of a year one teacher, sounds to me like it's a little bit more work than if you're a mentor for a year two or year three teacher, right? Which makes sense. A year one, you're having to help a lot more than a year three, which is like a Sarah Campbell. Maybe do something like a $500 per semester for year one mentors of year one teachers, and maybe a $250 stipend if you're a mentor for year two or year three teachers, and that's per semester. And we wanted to do per semester because sometimes teachers quit, and then if you're locked into that, try to prorate it and all that, and it's just a mess. Plus that also helps them with their time that they spend getting those lead teacher and master teacher designations. It's a You're not just doing it to do it, you're at least getting a reward for it. So it'd almost be like a mentor slash lead teacher, master teacher designation. Okay. Because a lot of that stuff has to happen after school hours anyway. And then the last one, I've asked Amber Cheney to put together a school choice video for us to really market our school. I'm not saying it has to be a large amount of money, but and if she or whoever could do it with in conjunction, maybe with one of Melissa Smith's classes, do it with some students and have students do it. I'm going to talk to another district about the program that they've bought. I follow a lot of different schools on Facebook, and they've got some really cool videos out there, and find out what those programs are that they're using to really make these videos. A lot of them are cheap. I mean, so, a little bit for a fishing, not necessarily coach, but fishing coordinator or whatever. And then your mentor stuff, and then like a social media type stipend. So, every year we kind of discuss folks that do things for us that we sometimes forget about and don't reward their efforts and their this can be another way that with a salary schedule that's not as big as what some are, we reward our people for doing things, going above and beyond. So y'all be thinking about some extra stipends and let me know.
What were you suggesting for the social media stipend?
For that and the fishing, maybe like, and it's hard because you don't want to offend anybody. I don't know, 250? Is that too much? Is that too small? Is that like 250? That's not even worth my time. I mean, I don't know.
Don't we already have a social media stipend? That the people that was doing the Facebook pages, the updating all that, that they're getting.
Well, I thought we did, but
We have
well,
one on
I
know that we
website
were paying
maintenance.
ones.
What is
Huh? We
it?
have one on website maintenance.
Oh, is that what it is?
And I think that's Madison, isn't it?
Well, we had one at each campus that was
Right,
responsible for
sorry.
website. Yeah.
And it's 250.
Okay, let me do some checking on that and see what people are doing that and kind of go from there.
Also had a question on the district testing coordinator. That's Nicole, right?
That's Nicole, the district, yep.
Okay. Doesn't Brittany do a lot of that too for the elementary tests?
Brittany is St. Joe Building Coordinator, I believe, is what she is.
Okay.
You talking about
I
Brittany
didn't know.
Coleman?
I knew she's been over here with us during testing a lot too. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I'm trying to think how we divided that up. Okay, so maybe Brittany was Bruno Payette and maybe Nicole was district in St. Joe, and then Lori was Western Grove Elementary and the high school. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Do we? I can't. I have trouble keeping up with all the stipends. Are you proposing having one for the building level testing coordinators?
I mean, I think they should some something because I know we wouldn't have been able to make it without Brittany during that first round. We were all running around crazy.
No, we certainly couldn't make it without Lori.
Yeah, right.
They go above and beyond. Just a word about Tracy Grinder, real quick. The kids today, after their pictures came in, wearing their shirts or jackets, whatever you want to call them, and those are phenomenal.
Yeah.
They are beautiful. They are classy. They look good. They really do.
Good deal. And
Yeah.
those kids are loving it.
So
Yeah, she
on these stipends, when we take a look at them and we make a decision to go forward with it, are you proposing that these be retroactive to this year?
Well, maybe I think it was Nicole who said maybe we should try to do the stipends retroactive, especially those mentors,
Yeah.
you know, that have been
That would
helping
be
folks.
great. Thanks. Yeah, but I mean, Tracy, you're right. Tracy puts a lot of time and effort into the fishing team to help that, and that represents our school very well. So
Yes.
I think any of these pieces that have provided those services this year, I don't think it would hurt to think about it retroactively.
Yeah.
I think that as much as we could, that that would be a good idea.
I hate to ask people to do things for free. And none of these folks have come to me and said a word. I mean, not a word. Like I mentioned to Tracy that I was gonna bring it up, and she said, "Oh no." She said, "I don't mind." She said, "I enjoy, you know, helping them out." But you know, she has really grabbed this fishing team by the bull by the horns and really led it. And I, you know, people that do that and get things started, I think we reward those folks, you know.
It's starting to really show
Absolutely.
too.
Yeah. So, and we've, you know, you're talking 250, 750, you know, another $2,000 to $3,000 a year with all those, including that, those mentor stipends. I mean, we can do that, you know, to show our appreciation for folks. So.
Well, not only that, but this is a great way to market. That's what parents look at. What does this offer for my kids? And when you have something besides just the traditional sports, you're going to get a lot of looks.
Right. Yep. So.
Well, I think it just boils down to is it shows appreciation for what they're doing for our
Yes.
district.
Yes.
Most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody have any questions about salary or stipends and calendar?
Is there any particular idea that you have in mind of what you would like to see as far as stipend increases, or is, I mean, is that just you're like us, kind of lost too, or have you got something in mind?
Not necessarily any increases in any of the stipends. I would just like to add these that we mentioned here today, the fishing team, the mentor, social
Okay.
media. We'll check into that.
I think I
And
misspoke. I meant to say salary. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, well no, I mean there's so many different ones out there. I
Yes.
almost hate it. I wish they would just say this is what it has to look like, because I sometimes I'm not very creative. But there's also some out there that have some merit pay stuff. Cross County does one that's really, I didn't include it in this because it's very detailed. He has sent it to me. He and I are going to Zoom together, and he's going to explain it to me a little bit better before I brought it to you guys and butchered it. So I like the loyalty thing. I like the years in education thing. I like the master's degree. Every year you get this amount. I like the some benefit stuff. I like a little bit of steps. But if you I guess steps and the loyalty pay and the years of experience in education are kind of the same thing. And it
Yeah.
goes up with the more years of experience too. So that's I like that. So I'm not really just in love with any of them. I just want to take a little bit of pieces of all of them. Like I said, I do really like the fact that instead of me trying to having to find a bus driver for FBLA and a bus driver for this, bus driver for that, if those folks wanted to do that, they could get it and be paid to do it, and then would not be required to drive a route. Because I think we have some folks that would drive a group of kids
Yeah.
mountain home to FBLA, but they sure don't want to go drive down a dirt road and take kids home.
Yeah, I've heard that comment a lot over
Yeah.
the years.
So kind of just a little bit, little bits and pieces of everybody's. I'll have
Okay.
some more probably Zooms and talks with other school districts and superintendents and board meetings at the co-op that this has brought up. So I just kind of wanted us to get a little early start on it and get to work on it and
Do you want us
let
to
our people
schedule
know
the
that we
next?
are trying to get them more money.
Do you want us to schedule the next meet? Go ahead and schedule the next meeting, or do you want to just kind of wait, see how the weather plays out,
We
come
could.
back to the table?
Let's see. We could. This is the 15th. Let's wait until the legislative session is over. So first of all, we know that the teacher raises are still going to be funded, and we're not in big trouble. And we know what calendars laws are going to look like. And then, so they should only be in session 2 to 3 weeks, and they started this week. So let's wait till that gets over, and we'll schedule another one and go from there. How's that sound?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Are we do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a
Second.
second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Have a nice
Y'all have a
evening.
good evening.
Thank
You
you
too.
as
Thank
well.
you.
Thanks.